The Koi Gig Pod.
Yeah, I think what Athlone have done is now, as well as being a brilliant team, like the best team always wins the league. I'm a firm believer in that. But they're kind of like the blueprint of how to grow a team. I mean,
subscribe to the Koi Gig Pod on the Off the Ball app now.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Friday's Football Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, we hear from the main protagonists as the SSE or Tristy Premier Division title race comes down to the wire tonight, and you can hear it live on Off the Ball. Damien Duff could steer Shelburne to a first league title in 18 years, while Stephen Bradley Shamrock Rovers could secure an historic fifth in a row. We'll have the latest on Manchester United's pursuit of Ruben Amorim, and we hear from the interim boss Ruud van Nistelrooy. And Arne Slot addresses the ongoing contractual uncertainty regarding some of his heavy hitters at Liverpool. First up today, it all comes down to tonight. The destination of the SSE or Tristy Premier Division title should be known before 10 p.m. Shelburne start the night 2 points clear of Shamrock Rovers at the top of the table, but with a goal difference, 2 goals inferior to that of the Hoops. Shells travel up to the Ryan McBride Brandywell tonight for their final night test against Derry City, while Rovers welcome Waterford to Tala Stadium, almost certainly needing a win to overhaul Shelburne at the top and secure a fifth league title in a row. In terms of Shells preparations, manager Damien Duff says lessons have been learned from the 2022 FAI Cup final, where his side were trounced 4-0 by tonight's opponents.
Each game gets bigger and bigger. Waterford draw it, it is obviously subtle things in the background, but every week has been the same. I don't know what you picked up on it. What I said to Darren maybe 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago, as in you can overthink these things. Remember 2 years ago for the cup final, we probably gave them too much detail, we probably gave them too much. Sessions was overloaded with detail, the meeting was overloaded with detail, they got private meetings with detail, but we haven't done that this time. It's just, like I said, normal weeks, and that's it, keeping it simple.
And Duff is adamant he's not nervous about tonight, despite a first title in 18 years being at stake.
All I can speak for is obviously myself at the minute, and I'm as cool and as calm, believe it or not, as I've ever been. The players seem it. They've been training at a real league level and playing at a top level for weeks now. So they have. Probably the most nervous person in my life at the minute is my wife. She's a bundle of nervous energy walking around the house, just keeps wanting to talk about permutations and what if this happens, whereas I don't want to talk about football at all. So there's absolutely no nerves. Should there be? Here, I don't know, but we're calm, we're very focused, and we'll be highly motivated tomorrow night.
For his part, Derry boss Rory Higgins is hoping to make Shell's trip back down to Dublin a miserable one tonight.
Absolutely. They deserve an awful lot of credit over the 3 years that Bolton, and got to this point. And such fine margins, but credit to them. But we are representing this football club. We're a proud club, and we want the... We want to finish the season on a high and win the game.
Daniel Cleary misses out on tonight's game for Rovers at home to Waterford through suspension, and he's not the only member of Rovers' defence he'll be missing tonight.
Disappointed Dan suspended. Disappointed for Dan more so, because he's been brilliant for us. Sean Hall will miss out, through a knock. Rory will miss out. We need to check on Danny, but everyone else is in a good place. So Sean Cavan is back, so everyone else is in a good place.
Manager Stephen Bradley there, who says he won't be seeking regular updates from the Brandywell this evening.
Yeah, it's not about getting us over the line, it's about just going and playing Waterford. Waterford are a good team. Go and try and win the game, like we normally do. Like I said, if we don't win the game, nothing else matters. If we win the game, we're in with a fighting chance. And that's all we can do. Let's see, can we win the game? Waterford have beat us already in Tala. It'd be a difficult game. Let's win the game, and what will be.
Bradley suffered defeat at the hands of a Keith Long managed side more than any other boss during the course of his career. And Waterford striker Padraig Amond is also a former Shamrock Rovers player, but he's not looking to do his old employers any favours tonight.
So we said to the Shells lads after the game we played a couple of weeks ago, they were obviously saying, look, you make sure you turn up against Rovers, and we owe it to them as well, because we've tried our hardest in all the games against Shells as well. So we've got to do the exact same, and we've got to be as professional as we can and try upset Rovers on Friday night, and I suppose indirectly make sure the title ends up in Talca Park.
Don't forget, live and exclusive coverage of both of tonight's title deciders live on Off the Ball from 7 p.m. Elsewhere tonight, St. Pat's could still finish the season in runners-up spot if they win away to Sligo and other results, namely that one at Tala, go their way. The Saints are without Mason Melia and Alex Nolan tonight, though, while Zach Elbazetti, Roma Palmer and Jake Mulroney are doubtful for the game at the Showgrounds. Securing European football could prove a remarkable feat for Stephen Kenny, having taken over with the club battling against the drop.
When we went out of the cup to Derry at the time, we were in the bottom three and, you know, we had a tough European first round tie. So for us to play the six games in Europe and to really reignite the, and it's a, you know, the relationship between the players and supporters was fantastic in Svadus and against Saba and Bascashir, you know, really passionate. And then that's led us to 9 wins and 10, 1 draw and won the last 8, and you know, we want to take that into the final game against the Sligo team, who've been playing very well of late, and so it'll be a real tough challenge, and I expect it to be quite an open game, and it'll you know, so we'll have to earn everything we get.
Galway United will look to finish the season above their Connacht rivals, and they'll do just that if they win away to Bohemians this evening. And tonight's game at Weavers Park could prove the last one for both County Louth sides in the top flight. It will definitely be the case for Dundalk, who are destined for the First Division regardless of tonight's derby result, while Cup finalist Drogs still have a promotion relegation playoff to fight for after tonight's derby. And all of tonight's top flight games kick off at 7:45. Manchester United have finally appointed Ruben Amorim as their new head coach. The 39-year-old joined some Sporting on a contract until 2027, replacing Erik ten Hag, who was sacked on Monday. Ruud van Nistelrooy will remain in interim charge until Amorim starts work at Old Trafford a week on Monday. His first game will be the Premier League clash with Ipswich on Sunday, the 24th of November, which comes, of course, after the international break. Amorim himself gave an update on his contract talks just prior to tonight's game with Estrella.
It's a negotiation between two clubs. It's never easy, even with the clauses. It's never easy. They have to talk. And we'll have clarification after the game. It will be very clear. So it's one more day after the game tomorrow. We'll have the decision made.
But it's Ruud van Nistelrooy who'll remain in the dugout for United's Premier League meeting with Chelsea on Sunday, a game you can hear live and exclusive on Sunday's Off the Ball. I'll be on commentary for that one alongside Keith Tracy from Old Trafford. And Dutchman van Nistelrooy is happy to work under Amorim if and when he arrives.
Yeah, of course. But that's the thing that I want to help. I want to do everything I can in my abilities, as other people, many others do in this club, to fight for this club. And the club is in a difficult situation, and it's not there where we all want it to be, but the challenge is therefore the bigger. That's why I'm here. And of course it's a situation where everybody's looking at Man United and the situation there it's in, but it's us as people on the floor here to do the utmost, supported by our fans. And of course it's a process, and it's something to work for and do everything for.
Arne Slot says he's not yet concerned with the contractual status of Mo Salah, Virgil van Dijk and Trent Alexander-Arnold. All three are out of contract at Liverpool at the end of this season, with only van Dijk publicly acknowledging talks regarding a potential renewal. Having dispatched Brighton from the Carabao Cup on Wednesday, Liverpool face the same opposition at Anfield tomorrow. And Slot says the trio's contract situation will only become problematic if and when it manifests on the field.
For me, the contract situation could become a problem if the players don't perform as well as they do at the moment, although of course then it's also not sure that if they perform not as good anymore, that has anything to do with their contract situation. At the moment, they're all three of them are in a good place. They all perform really, really, really well, and there are ongoing discussions between what Virgil said, the people he had to talk with. So, and that's not me, as you know. I talk to him about other things, and yeah, let's wait and see. But yeah, I think all what he says he's completely right in that he doesn't exactly know what his future brings as long as he doesn't sign the contract yet.
Arsenal's injury problems are mounting ahead of tomorrow's lunchtime trip to Newcastle. Manager Mikel Arteta confirmed this morning that Martin Odegaard and Ricardo Calafiori won't return until after the international break, while Ben White didn't train with his teammates yet this week. Despite dropping 5 points across their last two league outings, Arteta is confident that Arsenal can cope with injuries this term.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of things happened that we didn't even plan for them. I was suspecting, with the size of the squad, that we had to be very adaptable in the season. And that's something that we worked from day one in pre-season. But obviously, not to be that adaptable, especially in certain scenarios. But for sure, the team showed an incredible capacity to compete, to be better than the opponent in many moments. But it's true that in the second half, very early again, something happened that affected the rest. But we are there.
Finally, and indeed back to tonight's title hunt, Owen Heary captained Shelburne to their most recently title. And on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, he warned of the desolation that awaits Damien Duff and his players should they leave Derry empty-handed tonight.
Yeah, it's the worst experience ever if you lose in the last game of the season. You know, I said there's no pressure on Rovers because they've done far around. As Barry said, they said, we're not in the title race. Shells have been there all season. And the only time you really need to be top of the table is when the league is over. That final game, once that final whistle goes, you need to be top of the table. So it is, and you know, travelling down from Derry then, if you lose it, you don't want to talk to anyone the next day. That's been, you don't want to talk to your family, you don't want to go outside your door, you just want to lie in bed all day and then just blank everything, because it's really, really the worst feeling ever. And I'm not just saying that because I've been there and I've experienced it. But if you win it on the last day of the season, you know, going up to Derry, if you get the result, best feeling ever. Mm-hmm. And they'll come down on that bus with a trophy, the medals around their neck. They'll stop probably at every pub, probably taking 2 days to get home. That's the experience they're going to have. And for these players, there's only, I think, two in the Shell squad that's probably been there, done it. The rest of them, this is all new for them. Rovers players have been there numerous of times, so they know what's expected of them. So it's a lot of anxiety, nervousness. Players will be going through, travelling up. I'm surprised they didn't go up and stay up there last night. They're travelling up today, but they're trying to make it as normal as possible a game for them. Mm. But when you're travelling on that bus for 4 or 5 hours, you're thinking about that game constantly, and you're thinking everything that can go wrong. You know, when you're thinking, oh, what if I score the winner then? Or what if I make a mistake? What if I give away the penalty? So many emotions, and it drains you. So before the game, you physically feel tired, and that's, you know, where Duffer has to take that away from the players and try to put it on himself and not put it on the players for going into the match.
Former Rovers keeper Barry Murphy believes the plastic Brandywell pitch will have its own parts to play this evening.
I just think that pitch is a great leveler, though. I think that's in Rory's mind. Like, it's like Takeshi's Castle up there at some stage. Like, look at Chapman last week or 2 weeks ago for Sligo, like, just running and twist his ankle. And you've got players who are, they're aging players, they're good players, but you're not going to want to risk them going into that cup final. And that's the biggest, one of the biggest days out as a player as well. And are they going to give that extra 10% to kind of do what, maybe get secure Europe tonight? That's what are they doing, bar stopping Shells in the league from winning the game? I think that there's a massive onus on them getting those players fit for the cup final. But again, as Owen said, huge pressure on Rory up there at the moment, and he can't look too far ahead into, oh geez, what permutations if Shells win or Rovers win and get more money. He might be there next season. That's reality. Things are a little bit turning up there in terms of fan support for the team, so he'll want to go out and get a win.
You can hear more from Owen Heary and Barry Murphy on tonight's title challenge by becoming an Off the Ball member now and checking out that full Off the Ball Breakfast podcast. Don't forget, we'll have live and exclusive coverage of both of tonight's title deciders, Derry City versus Shelburne and Shamrock Rovers versus Waterford, live on tonight's Off the Ball from 7 p.m. That's it for today's and indeed this week's Football Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Football feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Football Daily for you on Monday. Till then, have a great weekend.